Gay sex. Whoa.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They are bananas. Don and Mike.
DonandMikeWebsite.com. Check it out. It's there all the time. And the holidays coming up. Should mention our store is open. We hardly ever mention that.
It's true.
We sell crap on the web.
Yeah, and it's good crap, too. The best
so go
crap.
Buy some of our crap. Now here's Buzz. Hi there, Buzz. Excuse me, JR.
Yeah.
Buy the Don and Mike Jenkum kit.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's just a jar.
That's all.
Just a jar and a balloon.
You make the rest.
The war on terror is a priority, even if we have to assign FBI agents to watch falafel sales.
Hey, where's your BBC now, Buzz?
What do you want to know about it?
I'm going back to the pooping number one that we never really got anything from the BBC today, right?
The BBC report filed by Ishbel Matheson on July 30th, 1999 for BBC News entitled Africa Children High on Sewage.
Isn't Ishbel the guy they fired for lying?
No, it isn't.
Oh, I'm thinking of another Ishbel.
Nobody knows, he writes, exactly where the idea for making Jenkum came from, but it's been used by street children in Lusaka for at least 2 years.
Well, Buzz, you could just be reading something off Wikipedia. I mean, where's the BBC to tell us that this is a true story?
They're over in England.
Well, tomorrow get us a bureau chief.
All right, I'll do that.
Okay.
I like it when Buzz just says, Johnny Ringo. All right, Buzz, I'm sorry. What were we speaking about?
FBI agents watching falafel sales.
Falafel.
A just leaked FBI memo says agents from the San Francisco office checked grocery store records in 05 and 06 to see who bought Middle Eastern foods like falafel, hummus, and shaved lamb. The hope was it would lead them to a terrorist cell or two. The agents looked for an uptick in falafel sales at San Francisco area
That's
grocery
stores.
That's
what Barbie Britt.
Which?
Barbara Britt. Her nickname was Shaved Lamb.
Shaved Lamb.
Shaved Lamb.
Get out of the limo.
They thought perhaps the uptick in falafel sales would indicate that new terrorists had come to town. The counterterrorism officials who dreamed this up were later scolded by their superior, and the falafel watch has been stopped. Still, the FBI believes that about 100 Hamas and Hezbollah folk are here in the U.S.
That's Hamas, not hummus.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Eating their falafels.
Right.
And finally, in western Wisconsin, an attractive 29-year-old female teacher is in serious trouble for banging a 13-year-old male student.
Oh!
And not just any male student, the former boyfriend of her 13-year-old daughter.
Oh. Ah, what glorious goo.
In Leesburg, Florida, one teenaged boy is accused of beating another in the head with an axe, both sides of the axe, the blunt one and the sharp one. Amazingly, the victim is in stable condition. Meanwhile, 17-year-old Dane Simons has turned himself in on charges of attempted murder. Dane says he attacked Jody Ross after he found out that the 19-year-old was dating his mom. I'm
Mommy Boobies.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No!
Yeah. On that happy note, we're out of here. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode.
I like it when you finish with a song like this. Man, that gets me in the mood, baby.
My best to your friend Reggie, Mike.
Yes, thank you. I'm going to see Reggie right now.
Tom Peter North said hi.
Amen.
And we'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you over there, Johnny Ringo.
Good day to you, sir.
Ed.
I'd like to, if I may, close with a Christmas wish.
Yes, kid.
I know it's early, but for all CBS employees, 10% off. DVDs excluded.
Yippee.
See you tomorrow.
This is the Don and Mike Show.